2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 9, we find these inspired words. The Lord is not slack or slow concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering or patient toward us, toward mankind, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The apostle goes on to talk about the day of the Lord, in which he says that the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. The apostle speaks of this day in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. The apostle goes on to say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, that when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. There is, in fact, a day coming, the day, in which our Lord will return. Make no mistake about it. He will come again, and all will be judged. To the obedient, faithful, there will be a glorious, joy-filled event. Yet to the disobedient or the unfaithful, it will be their worst nightmare. So the question is this. Will he return to find us obedient and faithful, doing all that we can to fulfill his will? Or will he find us living in disobedience, unfaithfulness, living in sin? The Apostle Peter said that the Lord is not slack or slow in the fulfilling of his promise to return to this earth, to claim his own, and to execute judgment on all, but that he is patient, that all would come to repentance, that all would turn from the sin in their lives and direct their lives in obedience and faithfulness toward him. Because our God is love, he can be experienced as loving, compassionate, merciful, and patient, in that he does not desire that anyone should perish into everlasting destruction. It is because he is love that he is patient, and therefore he extends the gift of salvation and affords us the time to respond.